88.5 KCSN. I'm going to get this out of the way so it doesn't sound like I'm patronizing, but I love this band, and we're so excited that they're here. It's the Lone Bellow joining us in studio at KCSN. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
It's Zach, Brian, and Kaneen. I've been blessed to have seen you a few times, and every time I see you, the zeal, you know, the sense of purpose that comes out of you, the passion, it's just unbelievable. I have to share the experience of the last time I saw you in Boulder with our audience, in which you were on an outdoor stage, and it was really like a revival. It felt like a revival, and everyone was going crazy. And at the end of the set, you broke the proverbial wall down, and you walked off stage, and you led the audience down the street in a communal experience, and everyone gathered around in a circle and sang a couple of songs to you. And I just sat there going, how can this band not make it? I mean, it was just a beautiful sight to see. And that brings me to my first question for you guys. What is the real intention and the sense of purpose of the Lone Bellow? I know that's a big question, but it's something that every time I see you, it's reinforced. I want to know there's something driving, you know, the spirit you guys bring to your performances.
Well, man, that is a great question. That might be one of the best questions we've ever had at one of these. My mind goes back to how we got together and why, because these are the same 12 songs that we first wrote together 3 years ago. So when we sing them, we relive the whys over and over. We have to, or it would just be monotonous and you know, kind of fake, and that would get boring for us, let alone everybody else. So I was going through a hard time, and I wrote some sad songs about it, and I came back from this trip. My wife and I took out to Mexico, and Brian was working at this diner.
Taking cigarette breaks periodically.
Yeah. That's probably why I could talk to you that day, because you were out on the sidewalk. So I just stopped by, and Brian and I have been very close friends for years and years. And I was just like, man, I got these sad songs. I want to sing them, but I want to find some kind of safe home for them, some kind of like melody that would be worth singing over and over, because they're just really sad. They're kind of hard to sing, but I feel like they mean something to me.
So there was a sense right from the beginning that you recognized that singing them alone, you needed a communal, yeah, you know, spirit with you to just carry you through these songs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had had a band in New York for like 5 years before that, where it was just kind of me, and then I hired some like wonderful jazz musicians in New York and did our thing, and I was over that. I wanted to be a part of something. I wanted to be a piece of something else. So the next morning, we just contacted a few of our friends, and everybody showed up literally the next morning. And we started singing the songs, and there's this one song called You Can Be All Kinds of Emotional, where the three of us sang all at the same time. And we all hit this really big note that's saying a really sad thing. And I felt really safe. I felt safe musically. I was like, I can sing as hard as I need to, and these two will be right there with me. And we were friends before we started doing music, and the songs are just really vulnerable. And we've since talked about that moment, and that's kind of like one of the anchors of what we want to relive over and over at our shows. So there's ebb and flows of the show. There's very joyful songs, and there's also just terrible, sad songs. And I think that's really important just for us to relive those. It reminds us that we can feel and that there's some kind of strange connection that happens with a group of strangers in a room when you do something at your absolute hardest. It's just a glue. Thank you.
I try to get your affection. And all I ever do is you could break a heart in your sleep. All the way you move makes a grown man weep. They all line up at your door saying, your affection, and all I ever do is wrong. You can calm a storm with your tongue. All the way you sing makes the mockingbird hum. The grass you walk on.
It's hard to imagine finding three voices that blend so wonderfully together, you know, and this is one that was born of circumstance, friendship, and everything else. And as you said, when you hit that note, suddenly it was clear to you, like, hey, this is something. That's got to be an extraordinary moment for a musician, especially when it's friends.
No, I mean, we were all doing our own things. So, like, we were just kind of like gonna, he said he wanted to do a honky tonk project coming back to what we're playing with Dwight Yoakam tonight. And I was like that, let's do this. I'm on. And it didn't turn into that at all. It was like, it turned into something like, oh, this isn't a side project. This is something that we need to really lean into.
And from the beginning, I feel like it felt like something that needed to be taken seriously and something that had like a gravity and a weight to it that was worth how much trouble it would be.
The emotional.
Yeah, you know. And I think just being such good friends for such a long time and what the songs were about and then just hearing how it would all come together, I think all of us individually recognize, like, this is something that I want to be loyal to, and this is something that I want to, like, really put myself in, all in. So, from the very beginning, it felt that way.
And that sense of purpose, good news for you guys. You know, here's a guy who's seen you a few times and is going, there's something going on here. There's something driving the souls of these musicians, because, you know, you don't turn that on and off without having a real sense of purpose and inspiration behind it. And kudos to you. You know, I've written down on the page that it is evangelical. It's evangelical. And we talked about this and I say that in the pure sense of the word, because for me, music is a sharing of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And evangelism is shouting to the rooftop about that shared experience. And you guys literally and figuratively do that in your performances, which is why we're blessed to have you here today doing a live performance with us.
Even if I was lonely, even if I was broke, even if all the dogs and the pound left me notes saying it's never over, it never ends. Grab my heart in the fire. Let us descend to the darkest of prisons and break their defense. We will ride all the cages. Rules will be bent. Oh, remind us our days are all numb but not spare. At peace it comes easy, like mist on a ridge. Breathing in, breathing out. Start in my mouth. Is there hope that I'll be something well? Trust like you're dead, you are tired, you rule with your dust. Oh, you are a mountain, nothing like tanks full of rust. But we scream back at them from below on the street. All in unison we sing, our time's been redeemed. We are all of the beauty that has not been seen. We are full of the color that's never been dreamed. Oh, nothing we need ever dies. Where nothing we need ever dies. Where nothing we need ever dies. Oh, breathing in, breathing out. Salt in my mouth gives me hope that I'll be something worth bleeding out. Breathing in, breathing out. Salt in my mouth gives me hope that I'll be something worth bleeding out. Ba ba da da ba da da ba da da ba da. Ba ba da da ba da da ba da da ba da. Ba ba da da ba da da ba da da ba da. Ba ba da da ba da da ba da da ba da. Breathing in, breathing out. Something worth beating out.
tonight, we mentioned Dwight Yoakam. We talked as you arrived here about what an icon he is in the market, and mm-hmm. and how I think it's a wonderful opportunity for you guys to be playing with Dwight, because he meant so much to a movement in this city. But you've also done some tours with some people, the Civil Wars. Mm-hmm. You've toured with Brandi Carlile, and you shared mm-hmm. your experiences with me that those bands were at once, I guess, sometimes competitive and driving you, and at other times as incredibly sensitive and supportive. Mm-hmm. So you've been blessed with having some people that you go out on the road with where they share those values with you, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, have you picked up any pointers? Is it a friendly camaraderie? I guess in the case of the Civil Wars, I think sometimes it was like the old Jerry Lee Lewis, Chuck Berry, like top that.
There was definitely, our very first show was with the Civil Wars, and it was before the record came out. So we weren't like terribly aware that it was just two people on stage. And we had rehearsed like four or five times. We had an 8-piece band, and we all borrowed a couple people's cars from Brooklyn and drove to Philadelphia and played our set. And just like left, you know, just and then we were walking off the stage, and John Paul White like went up to Brian, who they're both like bigger yeah. people, and he was just like, I won't say all of the little words in between, but he was basically like, I'm gonna bury you. And Brian loved it. Brian was just like, yes,
the heavyweight fight is on.
It's that healthy Southern competition.
I don't know
how we all have it. It's like in our blood, something like that.
But it was meant in a sense of, oh, you think that was great? Watch this.
He was pumped up, man. He was ready to go.
He was like, your music encouraged me, and now I'm going to bury you. And it was like, yeah, man, go. Do what you were yeah. made for. This yeah. is great.
And then you have Brandi, who is just generous and is incredible.
Unbelievable. I mean, Brandi did this thing where at the end, at like three songs until the end of her set, she was the headliner, mind you. She would bring us back out to sing our song, and her band would back it, and she would just sing back up just for one song. We would completely.
But at that height of the show.
Yeah, we would interrupt yeah. whatever energy she had been curating for the whole night. She trusted us to come out and
boy,
that's incredible.
Yeah, you can't get better.
You really
support
can't.
Than
I mean,
that.
like we did it. She did that with us at Red Rocks.
And a heart of gold. All the money's gone, and the house is cold. And it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Green eyes and a heart of gold. All the money's gone, and the house is cold. And it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. The night of the 4th of July, the darkness kept your silhouette. Life flashed across the sky, and one crash at a time. Oh, one crash at a time. Yeah, green eyes and a heart of gold. All the money's gone, and the house is cold. And it's all right. It's all right. It's alright, it's alright.
Yeah, broken New York City, the F train takes us home. Our wide-eyed ways may look like a wreck where we're from. It's harder than we thought it'd be. We're losing blood with every beat. Oh, slow, it's not a dying dream. You're not alone. It's all right, it's all right,
the sun. Green eyes and a heart of gold. All the money's gone and the house is cold. And it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. For one crash out of sight. Heart of gold, all the money's gone and the house is cold, and it's all right, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. You wear your faded old dress, the night of the 4th of July. You dress out of this hour with the fire. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright. Yeah. Green eyes and a heart of gold. All the money's gone and the house is cold. And it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright.
You guys don't leave anything, you know, behind. Yeah. And that is not a job. That for me is a mission.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's the gift part. That's like it's the other stuff that like you.
Yeah,
you
sharing a van with Brian could probably be considered the job
part.
Yeah,
the only girl in the band. Like
we can talk about
smelly.
The particular challenges of that.
Yeah, well, you know, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. It's your cross to bear, but I think it's. Honestly, you know, I really encourage our listeners to go out tonight and to see you with Dwight at the Palladium, because it is, you know, I won't have to coax anyone. I won't have to convince them. I won't have to proselytize on your behalf. You'll do all that is necessary. And today's performance, hopefully, will encourage them to get a sense and a glimpse into what I've seen. And I just want them to share that experience with you, because you guys really are a special band. And from our hearts, we appreciate you coming out here and sharing the music today.
Thank you.
Thank you for believing in us. Well, we're grateful.
It's well earned. It's the Lone Bellow on 88.5 KCSN.